Your Excellency Cardinal Koch has really presented us here in Poland with a tremendous challenge. Your Excellency had said that one of the results should be of a meeting of the ILC in a certain country is to deepen and better the relations between the Jewish community and the Catholic clergy. I think it's a tremendous challenge because I can't imagine how it could be any better. The deep understanding and the strong support that we, the small and vibrant, reemerging creative Jewish community of Poland, has from our younger brothers in faith, the Catholic clergy, really is an example for the rest of the world. I could only pray that every other Jewish community in the world has it as good as we do. And then the word refugee. So it's an interesting question. Where does the word refugee first appear in the Torah, in the five books of Moses? Chapter 14, verse 13, Vayavo ha-palit. And the refugee arrived, bringing information to Abraham that his nephew Lot had been captured in a war. And I was trying to understand, what does that teach us? In a good Jewish tradition, you have 70 different interpretations for every word. I think that one interpretation is that the refugee is not regarded as something negative, bringing bad news, but actually in this case, the refugee comes in a very positive role, letting Abraham know an important piece of information. And I would like to see us think about that, that the refugee not as a burden, but actually coming to help us in whatever we're about to do. And then also the concept of other. We are here in Poland. Poland, a country where Jews, as refugees, came to over hundreds of years. Poland, which was a refuge for Jews. As we know, the old legend that the word for Poland in Hebrew, Polin, means here you shall live, but is also used in the 17th century elegy following the Chmielnicki massacres, of the word Polonia, meaning Polania. How could this have happened in the country where Polonia, where God lives here? So we have a very old and deep relationship, not without problems. But it's here in Poland that it's so meaningful that we should discuss about refugees and others. In a few minutes, we're going to honor the righteous among the nations, Chassidei Moto Olam. And if we also look towards the Bible, the first righteous among the nations is the daughter of Pharaoh, who saves Moses. But the second, that's the one I want to talk about, is Rachav. Rachav, who takes in the two spies that Joshua sent into the city of Jericho. And the king of Jericho discovers they have spies, and she hides them, evidently at the risk of her life. And she is then rewarded, as the book of Joshua tells us. She says, and when you come back, you must save my mother and my father and my brothers and my sisters. And the Bible regards her as a great heroine for risking her life to save these two Jews. Imagine what the Bible would be, and what a better source. Imagine what the Bible would say about people who risk their lives not in order to save their father, their mother, brothers, and sisters, but at the risk of their fathers and mothers and brothers and sisters. What a much greater hero this person would be. And those are the righteous Gentiles that we have here with us today, the greatest heroes we could ever meet. We live in interesting times. It's an old Chinese curse. And while anti-Semitism is on the rise, what we, the Jewish community around the world, need to learn from the experience of the Shoah and the experience of being a refugee for hundreds of years in Europe, and the experience that we learn from the different examples from the Bible, we need to be extraordinarily sensitive to the refugee, to the other. And in this very strange times we live in, where horribly there are now more Christians being killed, and not that it's a competitive situation, but there are more Christians being killed in the world now than Jews. And while we needed the help of our Christian brothers and sisters for so long, today I feel that we as Jews have to learn the lesson and speak out very loudly against what is happening in places like China, Pakistan, and parts of Africa, horribly, where people, because of their religion, are being killed. Welcome to Warsaw.